When Ball State Acting President Terry King began to present a personnel report in a Board of Trustees committee, many in the room sat forward in their chairs. But that report only discussed approving the hire of Mike New, Ball State's new football coach. It did not mention Paul Ferguson, and no one brought up his name at three morning committee meetings. Ball State officials haven't discussed why Ferguson is no longer leading the school. Amy Harden chairs the University Senate, a body made up of faculty and staff.
A lot of people that I've talked to understand personnel issues become very difficult in terms of putting it out in a public forum. It would be nice to know, just because we're humans and we want to know what's going on, but it really doesn't change how we do our job.
Harden says concerns from the University Senate led the university to send an email attributed to Acting President Terry King on Wednesday morning. That message confirmed that all approved measures Ferguson was working on would move forward, including the university's new College of Health and its focus on the Ferguson coined term entrepreneurial learning. But that email did not give a reason for Ferguson's departure. And Ball State spokeswoman Joan Todd says that question won't be answered officially.
This is a personnel matter, and all personnel matters are handled confidentially. And there was a mutual agreement, we wouldn't treat Dr. Ferguson any differently than any other employee.
Todd says the board will announce a timeline for a presidential search once the details have been finalized. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.